In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A very warm welcome to our service this year for Mothering Sunday. This time last year, of course, was the first Sunday when public worship was suspended here in St. Mary's, so we are a year on today. It's good to have you with us. Sad that we're still in this situation that we are, but we hope and pray that we are emerging and that this time next year we will be able to gather again on Mothering Sunday. Last year we weren't able to distribute flowers as we normally are, but this year we decided, even though we are worshipping as we are this week, that we'd still like to do that. So at the end of the service this morning, small bunches of daffodils, just a limited number, but hopefully enough for all who would like them, will be available in the porch after the service. Do come and take one for yourself, take one for someone you know might value them, and do pass them on. There'll be a prayer printed on the pedestal, the lectern pedestal there. Do pray that as you take the flowers, and see them indeed as a gift, bringing a little hope and speaking in some way of spring coming and the new life that is around the corner. Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her child. Often you weep over our sins and our pride. Tenderly you draw us from hatred and judgment. Come, let us return to the Lord and say, Lord our God, in our sin we have avoided your call. Our love for you is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Have mercy on us. Deliver us from judgment, bind up our wounds, and revive us. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. God of compassion, whose Son, Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. A man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying. She took pity on him. This must be one of the Hebrews' children, she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and get a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you? Pharaoh's daughter said to her, yes. So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, She brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses because she said, "I drew him out the water." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about Jesus. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. and a sword will pierce your own soul too. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today marks a milestone. On Mothering Sunday of last year, it was the last time that five of us gathered in church to bring you live worship. That was before the first lockdown began. And sadly, we still cannot meet in church properly altogether. But there are green shoots of hope peeking out like spring flowers. Signs of hope that one day we will be back. We have made much progress in discovering things about ourselves that we never thought possible. We have adapted and adopted new ways of worship. Relationships may have changed too. Our family interactions have changed. These easy things have become more difficult. At our Lent group on Thursday, we identified that hugging was the one thing that we had missed the most. Maybe our relationship with God has changed, and we thought about that too. Today is Mothering Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent, when we give thanks for the relationships that we have with our own mothers and the Church, our spiritual mother. Today, for many across the country, it will be impossible for people to visit and hug their own mothers. Likewise, it is impossible for us all to visit or to return to our Mother Church to share worship. Not wanting to linger too long on the sadness this day may bring for some, we acknowledge it and we also give thanks for what will be. I didn't know this, but Mothering Sunday is not only the day for remembering all those who have mothered us, nurtured us and cared for us in whatever way, but it is also known as Refreshment Sunday. Today is the day for breaking those Lenten disciplines that maybe have bound us for the past few weeks. It is time to throw off all care for having that bar of chocolate in front of the TV tonight, or that glass of wine at lunchtime, or even a piece of cake for elevenses. Today is the day for refreshment of our bodies and refreshment of our relationships. Lent still continues for a few more days before we head into Passiontide next Sunday, so we still have a few days of our journey to travel. Perhaps in the days that are before us, let us consider the relationships that we have and take time to refresh them. I mean by refreshing, as it's a landmark day, perhaps take time to make an extra phone call to a loved one, or to drop by a neighbour and ask if they're okay, or send a virtual hug to someone. After this service, there will be the traditional bunches of daffodils in the church porch for anyone who wishes to collect them and hand them, socially distanced of course, to a loved one or someone who knows that they will be appreciated by this small act of kindness. Both our readings today are about relationships and how God's relationship with his people is refreshed and made new. Firstly, we hear the familiar story of Moses, who was hidden in the water by his mother. Thinking she was unable to care for the child, she left him in a safe place. The relationship that Moses' parents had with God meant that they trusted in him completely to make sure that the child was cared for. Remarkable providence put Pharaoh's daughter at the very spot where he would be found. God's timing was absolutely right. Trust and grace were in abundance. The Gospel reading from Luke is familiar, and we have recently considered this at the Feast of Candlemas. Here we have devout Jews who spend time in the temple. They have a trusting relationship with God. They trust him completely, and as a result come face to face with the infant Messiah. Simeon's relationship too was filled with trust and grace. But Simeon had a warning for Mary, that her relationship with Jesus would be one which would see her experience pain and loss. As Luke writes, she would experience a piercing to her own heart too. Mothering Sunday, placed not long before Holy Week, reminds us that a relationship, any relationship, without pain is likely to be a relationship without love. In fact, if we love, then we put ourselves in the very path of pain and suffering. To love someone is to put yourself at risk, but we can't wish it any other way. For if we are made in the image of God, a God of love, then this real love costs us. It's a very expensive commodity, and sometimes we have to pay with it. We pay for it with the currency of our tears. We who have hindsight, who live this side of Easter, know that the cross proved to be the place of victory, and that after the apparent defeat of death came the flowering of new life. So if we want to fully experience the resurrection, to experience refreshment of our lives and our relationships, then we must be prepared for the way of the cross. Because resurrection, by definition, can only come because of risk, pain and suffering, which the cross represents. Mothering Sunday is a day to honour and celebrate all those relationships of people who have provided mothering in the widest sense in our lives. Even those people who have had difficult relationships with their own mothers will nonetheless know those people, both men and women, who have been their companions, who have influenced and supported them, nourished and guided them. So on this day of remembering, let this day be a day of refreshment of our relationships with each other and with God, and a day of giving thanks for relationships we have, both near and far. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing. Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. The response to the bidding in our prayers, Lord Jesus, in your mercy heal us, is in your love and tenderness remake us. Let us pray.
We give thanks and pray for our whole church community in the wider Leeds area, including our cathedrals and especially our church here at St Mary's. We pray for our church wardens, helpers, servers and Matthew, our vicar. Lord Jesus, in your mercy heal us, in your love and tenderness remake us.
Dear Lord, we pray for teachers, students and all those in authority and leadership throughout the world, particularly as we take caution in these uncertain times. May you surround them with happiness and safety. We pray that you fill students with your wisdom and blessing. Grant that they may devote themselves to the studies and draw even closer to you, the source of all knowledge. Encourage them when studies are difficult and they are tempted to give up. Enlighten them when their brain is slow and help for them to grasp the truth held towards them. We pray that teachers have the strength and endurance to educate young people around the world. And we thank them for their leadership, guidance, patience, and strength in helping students. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. in a time where many of us have lost loved ones due to COVID-19. We pray for the lost, the hurting, the sick, and the lonely, and send your comfort, your peace, your calming presence to those who are without hope. Protect the defenceless and hold them close to your heart. Grant us your spirit of love and self-discipline so that we all may come together and work towards controlling and eliminating the virus. Strengthen and encourage those in public health services and in the medical profession to continue to care for the sick and their families. We thank you for the caregivers, nurses, doctors, and attendants for saving so many lives around the world. We pray that the vaccine is soon to be evenly distributed around the world, making it a safer place once again. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. We pray for a world full of love and understanding amongst all people. We pray for an end to war and the alleviation of suffering. We pray for you to install into the hearts of all human beings the wisdom of peace, the strength of justice, and the joy of fellowship. Comfort the prisoners, relieve the suffering of the wounded, and show mercy to the dying. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us.
We pray for the people with coronavirus to get better. We pray for the people in hospitals with whatever their struggles are. We pray for their families as well to have the strength to get through these difficult times. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. In your love and tenderness, remake us.
Dear Lord, we hope that you protect all those who have faced hardships from this pandemic on heaven and on earth, and pray that you give them your own special love. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. This pandemic has caused trouble for many people, so we wish that you help those that have lost family members in these difficult times and help them recover from their loss. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. We also pray that everyone that has died an untimely death these past few months will be welcomed into heaven with open arms by you. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us.
Dear Lord, on this Mothering Sunday, we pray for all the mothers and mother figures who care for us and nurture us. We give thanks for those who have provided us with stability and safety in these challenging times. We thank you, Lord, for all the fun we have with our families. We pray for all those who find Mothering Sunday difficult, and we pray you grant them peace. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. In your love and tenderness, remake us.
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord.
We are not people of fear, we are people of courage. We are not people who protect our own safety, we are people who protect our neighbour's safety. We are not people of greed, we are people of generosity. We are your people, God, giving and loving wherever we are, whatever it costs, for as long as it takes, wherever you call us. God, our Mother and Father, whose love surrounds us daily, we pray you bless these flowers, that they may be tokens of your love and symbols of hope, giving joy to those who give and receive. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jesus, by your dying, we are born to new life. By your anguish and labour, we come forth in joy. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.